a worship team devotional based on Psalm 3. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the Sunday Sample, episode 56 for Corporate Worship Matters. And today what I'd like to share with you is a devotional I shared with our Watford Church of Christ worship team and with the Thames Valley Churches of Christ worship team based on Psalm 3. We did this just before the service began. We'd rehearsed and done everything else. Just wanted to get people centered on something valuable for us as we lead others in worship. And I did this for the musicians, singers, instrumentalists, but also for the people who were speaking in the service. I'd love to share it with you because I think it certainly helped me to prepare my heart ready to lead others in corporate worship. So the psalm goes like this. A psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. So the context is one of great upheaval emotionally for David, being chased by his son. And the reason I chose this psalm, at least in part, is because so many of us, we and our congregations, come into a corporate worship setting distressed by the events of the week, if not that particular day, and feeling somewhat under pressure. So David's feeling that. He says, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. It's like he feels that sense of oppression, as many of us do. And this is how many of the people we will be leading in corporate worship are feeling, even though they're there at church, they may still be feeling this. And then he goes on to say, but you, Lord, are a shield around, you are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. And we are those who trust that this is the case. We're reminding ourselves now that this is the case, that God is on our side, that he is a shield around us, that he is the glory and gives us glory by reflection, the one who lifts our head high, helps us to be confident in him despite what's going on in our lives. And then he says, I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain. We believe that God will respond to us in our worship. That's what David's saying here. He believes that God is going to answer him. And we're helping the congregation to believe that God is going to be with them today and in this moment while we're together and beyond. Then he says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. And so we are those who are at peace because of God, not because we don't make any mistakes, not because we're perfectly prepared as worship leaders. We might make mistakes, but that's not why we're at peace. We're not at peace only if the service proceeds perfectly, whatever that means, and making no mistakes. No, we're at peace because God is with us in the midst of our mistakes. We are cracked vessels. The glory of God shines out from us. As a worship team, it's okay to make mistakes. We'd rather not make any. We're not aiming to. We're well prepared, hopefully. We're as prepared as best we can be. But whether we make mistakes or not, we can be at peace like David, who's able to sleep, though he is oppressed. And then he says, arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. Well, I don't think we'll be praying for anybody in our services to have their teeth broken, but we do recognize that with the Lord comes deliverance. It's God who will rescue us and carry us through the challenges that we have. We anticipate God answering our prayers, that he will be helping us. The last verse of the psalm, may your blessing be on your people. Do you see there how David takes it from himself, his own situation, his own feelings, his own challenges, but at the end, may your blessing, God, be on your people, on everybody. And we want to take that. We want to take a personal experience of God, a personal confidence in God, together as a team, out to the congregation, everybody that's there, so that we can all be blessed by knowing that God is with us, that God's blessing is on his people, on all of us here. That's part of our role, is to carry God's blessing coming through us to the people that we're serving by singing and preaching and teaching, whatever we're doing. And that's part of our role. We must want the same thing. God's blessing, not just on us, that we're going to have a fun time, we're going to enjoy singing, but through it, God's blessing will rest on the whole of everybody in the room where we are. All people will be blessed. And so I wonder if these thoughts might help you as you think about leading corporate worship. Perhaps you might like to share this psalm together and discuss it when you next meet with your worship team. Perhaps it would be a good way to set the heart and mind in the right place to bring a blessing on all God's people who will be there. Love to know what you think. So please leave a comment. Leave it wherever you hear or see this recording. We leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who would benefit, please pass the link on. Hit those thumbs for liking and subscribing on YouTube and in iTunes or wherever you're listening there. Then please leave us a review. That would be super. And I pray that the next time you gather with all of your friends, with all the saints, with anybody to worship our great God, that you will worship with gladness, coming before him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.